Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. And welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there this evening? Hope everybody's doing well.
Tracy, yeah. I know you're in your introduction and everything, but before you start that show, or before you start your show, I'm trying to tie in another show with us. So can you give me just a second so that I can see if I can get that done, do you mind to?
Yep.
Hold on.
What
hold on,
on
just a sec.
You get them on.
Okay. I'm going to open up a mic on that show and see if they can hear me.
Bear with us. We're trying to tie some people in from another show.
Okay.
Combine two shows together tonight.
Butt Naked Caller, 313-6415. Let me know if you can hear me. Okay, Tracy, go ahead with your show for just a minute, and I'm just going to have to experiment. So.
Okay. Okay, welcome to the show, everybody. What we have here is, Sharon, we see if we can get Ernie Rand on, but we're going to talk about some upcoming events. We're going to have Ernie come on with the CompuCar Nitrous Tech Tip. We're going to speak a little bit about the Fast event that went on in Rockingham. Once again, on behalf of spokesperson for World Brewers Nationals, I want to thank each and every one who supported, even the ones who supported at heart and couldn't actually make the trip. I want to thank you for participating and trying to bring action and talking about the show. I want to give a special thanks to everyone from Texas and surrounding areas who happened to make the long haul to Rockingham. That was a long ride, but hey, all in all, man, we had a good time. It was a good show. A lot of great racing was going on, and believe it or not, you know, that's a long ride, and I know guys here from Texas hate to make that ride. So often we find ourselves going to the East Coast, but trust me, I'm going to be working very, very, very hard to bring that show west out here to Texas. So I know I have a lot of people that was a part of the team here from Texas, and I believe they support the same thing. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight on this show. But before we get off into that discussion, we want to make sure we got some folks out east on another show. We want to tie them into this show because we want the dialogue to kind of go back and forth from different perspectives. But all in all, it's time for East Coast racers to step their game up and come out here. Texas is a great big state. And as a lot of them know, we can travel 4 or 5 hours and we'll still be right here in Texas. And they can travel 4 or 5 hours and be done here 3-4 states. So I want to keep that in mind when we get to talking about this open discussion. I want everybody that's here from the Texas area to stand up, speak out, and give you a take on it, because we definitely travel out there. But before we get into that, if anyone out there, Sherry Jones, we'll let them hit the one button. I'm working on my screen now, so at this moment, I won't be able to open no mic. So, Sharon, if you're out there, you can open the mic and have Ernie come on, then follow that up with someone want to come on and speak about the upcoming events. And I want to speak out the upcoming events that we have in here. Dallas Raceway. So with that being said, Sharon, if you can get whoever got the hand up, I can't see it at the moment, if you're on. Sharon, you there? Well, I don't guess she's there right now, so I'm going to talk a little bit longer. Let me just speak on this. And this is the big race we're looking forward to. August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. We're finna do it again. The Atomic Dog Racing, Show Enough Racing, and Grudge Inc. Putting on a big show at Dallas Raceway. We aim to make this a great show, and hopefully we can get some guys come from East and up in the Midwest to come participate in this great event. We're going to be doing some lock-ins from here on into show day. With that said, just let the world know we have some people going to come on here tonight and talk about some lock-ins for August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. Sharon, you able to get butt-necking them on yet?
I think I did. Hold on. What I'm going to have to do is try to open one of those mics on that end just to see.
Okay, you ever get to it, Ernie?
I'm sorry, I didn't even hear you say that. Okay, I need somebody. What I'm trying to do, in case you guys didn't hear me earlier, we're doing a combined broadcast, or attempting to do a combined broadcast with Butt Naked and DJ Grant show. So I'm going to open up one of the mics on the DJ Grant side, and I just need to let me know if you're hearing me and if you're hearing the show. Okay. 313-5415. Are you hearing me? 313-5415. Let me know if you're hearing the show. Let me try one more time.
No,
okay, hold on. Okay, 313-5415. Are you hearing the show?
Yes.
Okay, try again.
Nope.
No,
but I can't hear nothing. Only person I hear is you.
Tracy, can you hear me?
I hear you sound like you feed back. I hear up, but I heard you, somebody else talking. Who was that?
That's somebody from DJ Grant. So I will not be able to open up the mics on that show, Tracy, without getting the feedback.
Okay, I heard you. Can anybody from Bud Naked Show, can you hear me talking? I hear them.
I'm going to open up a couple more there. 773-8424.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear Tracy?
No, I can only hear you.
You can't hear me talking?
Okay, Tracy, for some reason, they can hear me or they can not hear you, but you can hear them.
I can hear them, and you sound like you bouncing off the wall like you in a cave or something.
What's up,
real
man? What's going on, man?
Okay, we're going to have to figure out another way to do this.
I can hear them loud and clear.
Okay, Tracy, let's go on with your show for a minute. I'm going to have to...
Oh, yeah, man, it was nice, man.
I just hate my girl can't get no sponsorship. I got my screen up yet, so I can't tell.
That's drag racing.
Yeah, that's drag racing.
I can't see. Somebody got to pull her in, man, because I can't see as good a driver as she is. I can't just can't let her see her falling by the wayside, you know.
No, I can't see her falling by the wayside either.
I'm
a freak
model
over there.
She's a damn good driver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they got a pretty good engine program, too. She just ran a 662 at Jolly and was a number three qualifier.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Bear with me here as we try to work through some of these technical problems we're having going on tonight. I'm trying to get a screen up. I don't have a screen, so I can't see who's all on the show. And Sharon's trying to run two different shows to connect these shows. And sometimes they don't cooperate right, so just bear with us, and we'll get rolling.
Okay, wait a minute, let me make sure. You can hear me, right?
I can hear you, yeah, I hear you fine now.
Okay, what I'm going to do, let me go ahead and get Ernie on the phone, and then I will see if I can figure out another way to tie these two shows together. Because we can't do it show to show because we're getting too much feedback. Okay, hold on just a second, and I will get Ernie on for you.
Bear with us, folks. Try to get connected, get somebody here. We're having a few problems. Just bear with us for a second, and we'll get this show on the road. Well, just to let the ones know, I'm sure you've probably been seeing a lot of stuff going on the internet about the racers that actually got a race pulled off and went up to Rockingham and made action. you know, as always, you know, the Birdman crew, Jeff and Hyde crew, they went up there to do their thing. I also went up there to do my thing, and unfortunately, Purple Rain had some problems, and couldn't make the call. So we're looking to have another run, but sometimes them guys got a bit way out of my range, so that's another story. But all in all, you know, East Coast know Texas is in the house. I think the first race of the day actually was, can't think of the guy's name, with the Red 55 from out of Houston. He ran Tony Bynes them. Took care of business. So I'm quite sure they're gonna be looking.
Tracy, you got Ernie on the show. I'm just letting you know.
Ernie, how you doing, Ernie? You wanna talk to the people?
Hey, Mr. Tracy, how y'all doing tonight?
We doing fine here, kinda struggling with a few technical difficulties, but that's just part of it. Sometimes you have things that don't cooperate. You got to work doing it. You're going to do it.
I definitely understand that. I apologize for not making it up to Rockingham this weekend. I had a little medical problem I had to be taken care of, kind of important. But Scott said he sure was proud to meet y'all and put a face to the voice and be just tickled to death to be able to start working with y'all and helping you with your cars.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. I met Scott, you know, like a nice, friendly guy. You know, it's always good to go places and meet people, especially when you plan on doing business with them and getting them geese some good, helpful information. As since you've been coming on this show, you've been giving some very helpful information, and guys have been asking questions about it, and guys have been calling and trying to make some orders to you. So that's what it's all about, hand in hand.
And I appreciate that. Well, what I'm going to do on the Tech Talks tonight, I wanted to give a little bit of information on racing fuels. Now, this is one of those deals that everybody knows everything, but nobody knows nothing. And you got some. If you're running a large nitrous motor or a high compression motor, you've got to have the right fuel for your combination. For years, everybody was running DPC 16. Excellent fuel. BP is probably one of the best fuels out there. It was designed for motors in excess of 16.1 compression ratio that was running a lot of nitrous. And it worked great for years. And it still works great for smaller motors that don't, they're not tremendous cubic inches. I'm going to say anything under 632 works great on C16. It has a specific gravity of 735 to 740. And when we're talking about specific gravity, we're talking about the weight of the fuel using a hygrometer. The thickness of a racing fuel would be like comparing water to molasses. It gets thin and it just gets heavier and heavier, because the fuel gets more dense. And it's done that way with detonation additives and other additives that they can use to control the propagation of the flame in the cylinder. With the newer motors, the big cubic inch, a lot of nitrous, C23 was brought in. And C23 is probably one of the best things that has happened to the racing industry. If anybody's familiar with what was happening in the early 90s, you could go to an IHRA race, and if there were 70 cars there, they probably went through 100 motors that in a weekend. The fuel wasn't there. So they developed the C23 to make up for the big cubic inches, high compression. But what I want to talk a lot about is if your combination is set up and you're running C16, do not mix fuels. Don't get another manufacturer's fuel. If you're running C16, make sure you buy C16. Just had an incident this weekend. Fellow was running C16. He bought some Q16. It was cheaper. He mixed the two together. It took out all of his pistons. The reason for this being is the Q16 has a specific gravity of 715. The VP C16 has a 735 specific gravity. To make a change that drastic, you've got to increase your fuel supply approximately 5 to 10%. If you don't, you're going to force the motor into a lean condition. The carburetors are going to be wrong. Air mixtures are going to be wrong. You're going to kill your motor. So if you're going to run a fuel, stick to the fuel. If you're going to change from C16 to C23, make sure you go back through just like you're starting over. Flow the system. Make sure you got some notes. Go out there and do a short pass. What's it going to do? How's it running? If everything looks good at a 60-footer, stretch it out to 300. If that looks good, okay, make a 330 pass, I mean 660 pass. But don't change fuel or blend fuels and think you're going to save money or get by with it. Or it's just handy. I've got this around here. There's only 3 or 4 gallons in my tank. I'll put this other fuel in there. Once you mix them, it's history. Your whole tune-up and hopefully not your engine. And on flowing your system, what I want to give you a little quick history on that is on your, have a flow tool that's got a 73,000 jet in it. Hook that up to your fuel line with a good fuel pressure gauge, preferably a 4-inch gauge that reads 0 to 15 PSI in a 270-degree sweep. So that's showing you from the almost a complete swing of the dial. So you've got a very fine increment reading gauge to look at. That way you can see what is 5.1 or 5.2 pounds. And if you make a change, you can see it. Don't use anybody else's gauge. Use your gauge. And make sure every now and then you check that your gauge is zeroed. Because these gauges going up down the road get beat up pretty bad. Like I say, make sure you got the bigger gauges. Do your flow. Write it down. And check it every time before you go out. You know, usually if you check it when you get to the track, you don't have to worry about it the rest of the night. But you definitely need to check it when you get to the track. That can save you money. It can save you headaches. If you start chasing a fuel problem, your night's over with. You're not going to be able to race and enjoy anything. You're going to be out there fighting your car trying to make it run. Back to you, Tracy.
Hey, man, we appreciate that. That's good information for a lot of time. You know, you guys will take for granted on some of that stuff. It's always good to hear that stuff, and ones as a refresher, and for the ones who, some of the young racers just starting out, you know, a lot of times you're a young racer just starting out, you street racing or whatever you're doing, you know, people will mix that gas. I know they'll mix that gas, and people a lot of times take for granted about them gauges. So that's some important information, like you say, that can save your motor.
Keep your racing fuel clean. If you buy it by the drums, make sure you cap the drums. Make sure you filter it when it comes out of the drum into your fuel jug. Make sure you filter it before you go from your fuel jug to your fuel cell. Those little things, I mean, it sounds crazy, but those little things, when you're working with jets that are 24 thousandths, 18 thousandths, it doesn't take any trash at all to stop one completely up. And a jet that's got trash in it, it's a hard thing to find. Unfortunately, we've had to chase a few of them. They're hard to find. And on this race you're talking about putting together for the a Grudge Annual or something like that, I want to get with you later on, and what we'd like to do is get with you and do a pro plenum system, or set it up so we can do a $1,000 worth of equipment to support your racers, and figure, put that into your program somehow, how you can work it out, whether it's the Grudge racers or any type of class racer you want to put that to.
Well, I know it'd be a great thing to do in the Grudge game. I'm a big part of the Grudge game here, and hey, you put that together, get with me, we can kind of put it out there some kind of way. I think it'd be something great for somebody to shoot at, so get with me, call, talk about it. As you know, I got a big show coming up August the 10th. And just let me know what you got in mind and how we can work that out, and we'd be glad to get that done.
Oh, Tracy, I appreciate you here again. I appreciate y'all coming out and racing with the guys. I know there was a lot of racers right here that was anxious to go up there and see y'all. They've heard so much about y'all's team and the quality of the cars. And there was a few people that came back and were surprised at the quality of the cars. You know, they listen to all the stuff over here, and you'd kind of think that the East Coast has everything. And they are definitely surprised with the caliber of the people and the quality of the cars. Y'all really impressed a lot of people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. If I can just get more and more of them guys to come out here to Texas and do some racing, man, it'll kind of help balance this thing off right now. It kind of looks like it's lopsided. We got a lot more people go east and race than we got coming to Texas. But, we aim to try to turn that around, try to create a balance, create more activity. They got to prove to us that just more than Tony buying a little more. I said, Eric will come this way, so.
Yeah, I understand. You know, around here, from our shop, within 5 hours, we probably got 20 racetracks. And, you know, you can put five South Carolinas. You know, hell, you can put the whole Southeast in Texas. So, you know,
these
guys think they're driving something when they go to North Carolina, 3-4 hours away. And y'all haul 20 hours in here to call them out. Man, that's definitely big points on y'all's side.
That's right. We're going to work on it. We're going to talk about that tonight, and we hope we get some of the guys from the East Coast on here. We can never get these shows tied in and just kind of put it out there, man, and try to help create some action and lure some of these other guys that hadn't been to Texas to come to Texas so they can see how it is to come to Texas and get their ass handed to them. So.
I love
some
it.
Over to do it just hadn't made that trip. So
what you need
that.
To do is you need to invite them to come to the doghouse.
That's right. That's right.
Tell them to drag their ass out of here. You got a dog bone from the chew on.
Yeah, we're gonna work on it. Okay, you want to give me your number before you get out of here?
Oh, yeah. I almost walked away from it. Tracy, y'all can give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. And for those that are braille and can't see, Ray Charles, that's 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS. Just give us a call if you need tech help. If you need parts, pieces, make sure you tell us you heard it on the Atomic Dog Show. We got specials on everything for the Atomic Dog Show. But you got to tell us that's where you heard it from. That way we're gonna take care of you. We're going to help you out as much as we can. Tracy, I appreciate you letting me come on. Y'all have a good evening. And here again, I'm really pleased that y'all came out. And we're definitely going to be there to support your event.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a good evening.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, you got anybody with a hand on and want to come on and talk about an upcoming event? I had a race this weekend while we were gone. I got an event coming up. I'm still having a problem with my screen. I can't see nothing, so. Well, y'all bear with me. I'm going to talk a little bit while alone. She's probably on
another
line for
some. Tracy?
Go ahead.
Tracy, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm still trying to have these two shows together. But I got – let me go ahead and open up Batman's mic. And
Go ahead.
Hold on.
More than one.
Okay, I am.
Okay,
Batman, your mic is open. What's
up, Tracy?
Okay,
what's up, man?
What's up, Tracy?
Hold on, Batman. Batman, hold on.
Because you
okay,
know you got the
big one
in Lewis.
512-4482. He already knows. 512-4482.
He's not paying attention. Who's that?
That was Stan's mic. Okay, 832-3724.
Who we got there?
832-3724.
Hey.
Okay.
Who's that?
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, who's
that?
I can't see screen, so.
It's Tree Man, man.
Okay, I got you. I can't see the number right now. My computer acting up. I can't see. So, okay, I got you. So, Tree Man and Batman.
Okay.
Y'all.
Tree Man and Batman. And Tracy, I'm going to go back to what I was doing.
Okay, everybody. Okay, hey, Batman, you want to go and talk about what's on your mind, what happened this weekend, upcoming event, something like this? Yeah.
Hey, man. I tell you what. Tracy, you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hey, man, you know, one thing I can say, man, I really wanted to make the trip, man. Everything that went wrong for me, man. Everything. Man, I was so disappointed I didn't get a chance to make it down there, man. And one thing I can say by Texas guys, man, we will travel, man. You know, I want to appreciate everybody. Tree, man, you, Atomic Dog, you know, Roy James, you know, all the other guys, man, you know, Birdman, that went down there, man, supported, man, you know. Matter of fact, even Peanut went down through there. I know his car wasn't ready. I know he wouldn't pick his up, but, man, he went down there for support, man. That was a good thing, man. And one thing I do want to see in the future, man, or soon, maybe even at your race, man, you know what I'm saying? I want to see them guys come down this way, man, because, be honest about it, man, I really believe that y'all done went down there so many times, man, you know, they're getting real comfortable with that, man, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is this is, you know, if y'all traveling that much during the year, man, during the season, man, you know, at least they can come down here and show us love at least one good time, man. But, you know, one thing about Texas, though, with or without it, man, we still going to do our thing down here because that's what we do. We're some real true grudge racers. But on another note, man, I'm glad everybody got back safe, man. And I was talking to Roy Jane. He was giving me the information hour on hour, man. I appreciate that slack. He went down there and support. You know, he's from Dallas, Texas. He didn't bring no car, but, you know, he went down to support just as well. He was giving the info hour on hour, man, and sounded like he had a pretty good race, you know, on that Saturday, man, and that's how you really supposed to be making it happen, man, you know. But on another note, man, like I said, I got another grudge race, explosive grudge race coming up on the 13th. That's this Saturday at Redline, man. And I guarantee you what, Redline Raceway, man. I guarantee you what, man. It's going to be a good one, man. We got a lot of good locked-in races, man. If you go to the Bad Boys of Texas Racing Board, you'll start seeing all the locked-in races we do have. We got a lot of guys coming from H-Town. With them, my old buddies, man, they always come down and support Batman. Because you know when I come to Houston, I do the same, man. But I guarantee you what, it's going to be a good one. And guess what, man? It's straight grudging, man. There's no class. It's straight grudging. Because the last time I had one in Dallas Raceway, man, they told me it wasn't enough time, which it was 2 o'clock in the morning. But guess what, man? I call this one is the Slumber Night Grudge Fest. And I'm telling you is this. Red Line stays open to the last man standing. I mean last man standing. So I guarantee you what, we're going to have a good time down there at Red Line, man. Me and Harry, Kelly, we're going to kick it. We're going to try to make some things happen down there at Red Line Raceway, man. So y'all come out, man, like I said. Also, we got a street class too, man. Y'all come on out, man. Y'all come win some of this money. Check this out. No entry free on the street class or the grudge. If you call me, you got a locked-in race. Guess what? You got some money put on to your locked-in race. I know you can't beat that. So we giving away some money to all the grudge races. I did the class racing the last time. This time I'm doing grudge. Give me a call. Go on the board. You see what I'm talking about, man. Come on down and get this free money, man.
All right, man. That'll be a good race coming up this weekend. So, hey, get down there and make action, see what's going on, get your man, and try to enjoy yourself. That's what the grudge is all about. So, we all got to play our part, do what we can. With that said, man, you know, I just want to take a moment to speak about,
hey, Tracy.
Royal. Go ahead,
Tracy.
Go ahead, Tracy, man.
Yeah, I know you're trying to skip over, but I'm going to eat your ass up, dude.
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Well, look here. I mean, you just started your show, and you said the guy with the red car.
Who?
You said the guy with the red car went down there and knocked out Tony Bynes.
The guy with the 55.
You said the guy with the red car knocked out Tony Bynes, right?
The 55, the Tony Bynes knock out the 55?
Yeah, ain't that what you said?
The guy with the 55, he was the first race from Texas.
Okay, ain't that what you said?
The guy with the red car, yeah.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah,
Okay.
This first car protected the race.
Okay, man, they ain't getting that dude enough props, man. The dude name is Eddie, man. His name is Eddie. Eddie.
Well, tell Eddie to come on the show, man. I shook his hand down there. I never knew his name. So is Eddie on the show? Eddie, if you're on the show, push the button, bud. We'd like you to get on here and talk about your experience at World Girls Nationals. I've seen you. I know he likes to travel and he likes to race. Or even one out there that Mike Hill to race at Half a Hook. So a lot of people don't know Eddie. I just know the guy with the clean 55. But I like Eddie to come on the show and introduce himself to the girls' world. Is anybody know Eddie? Can get Eddie on the phone? We don't want him to be a racer that's not known in the girls' game. That's definitely for sure. So I apologize for not knowing Eddie's name. I'm bad on names. But I do know that Red 55, he's going to make action wherever he go. Every time I see it. Somewhere that 55 will run, so he's got to be a standing up guy. He loves girls racing because he will show up and he will make action. What do you think, Trey?
No, just making it known, man. You know, that man go way down the highway. He should know his name.
Yeah, well, you know, he
knocked out their top dog down there. Y'all got there. Y'all need to know his name.
Yeah, he definitely knocked out. Tony buying them, running them again. That Corvette, right? That Corvette.
Yep.
He did his thing. That's one thing about it, he did his thing. So I didn't forget him. I just couldn't remember the name. And I know he had the red 55, clean 55 Chevrolet. So we need to get to know Eddie. Eddie needs to make himself known on this Growing Talk show so people know. And you never know, it might be somebody come from somewhere else and he can make him some more money. And Tree Man, while me and you talking and nobody else ain't on the line, we know you done grown, you know, you're growing up and trying to do your thing. But, you know, like I told you before, you know, I promised you a race. And just to let the girls world know, me and Tree Man is locked in to run August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. We're going to turn them things loose, and the deal is we're going to take them through there. Street Man, you want to fill the details in, we're going to take them through there. I told you I'd give you a race, and we're going to go and let this thing happen.
Yeah, you can talk about the details. I'm good.
Yeah, where everybody want to know, me and Street Man is locked in for August the 10th. Heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree, 2 on 1,000 or better. Action. Tree Man driving.
What I want to know, who's going to get that ass tore up?
What is that?
I want to know who's going to get that ass tore up. That's what I want to know.
I'm going to tell you how you find that out. You make sure you have your seat in the stand on the start line August the 10th. No later than 10 o'clock, Tree Man with that beautiful 7.5 Camaro going up against myself and that black Corvette. I'm going to sit in my butt in the seat and let my nuts hang, and Tree Man going to sit his butt in the seat and do what he got to do, and we're going to let the wind light tell who the best man was that day.
Well, who's going to be shaking at the tree?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you like it's here. I don't do no shaking. You've been racing as long as I've been racing. You ain't going to do no shaking. That car might shake because I'll be trying to goddamn it get up out of there. Boy, me, myself, I ain't going to do no shaking. I guarantee you, if you can put a mic in my car, if you can put a mic in a camera in my car, you'll say that goddamn be a wild man sitting in that goddamn car. You'll be surprised what you hear me saying that I go down that goddamn track. Ain't gonna do no shaking. I'ma turn that goddamn button loose. You know, I went up there this weekend to race my car. Hey, win, lose, or draw. I told Purple Rain all that shit they've been talking. We gonna race. You ain't gonna beat me. We gonna race. So I went up there.
That sound like tracing now. That sound like the tracing I know back in the day now. At first,
well,
I was kind of worried. I thought you was cut out. But that's the truth. I know back in the day, goddamn.
Look at him. I went to race. If anybody was there, I'm working on my car, they working on theirs, they know I came to race, you know. Now, I could have raced another guy, but them guys there want to bet way out of my league, so, you know, I ain't even want to even on that.
Like you said, you're getting in where you fit in. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But hey, man, you know God said the same. You know I'm going to be there to see that. You know that.
That's right, man. Tree Man, we're going to turn them things loose, and we're going to go through there. And all I can say to Tree Man, when I move, you move.
Well, one thing about it, I can say this. They like fighting dogs in a box. Only who's going to jump the box first.
That's right. What do you think about that, Tree Man?
When I move, we're going to move together, see.
I'm quite sure people have been waiting to see this, and it's been talked about for a while. Hey, the Lord say the same all the time. We're going to let them go. So.
You sound like you got some confidence now, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to look at it like this. If I made the trip down there, I know damn well I can make the trip down here. I track down here better than goddamn track, better than track up there.
Yeah, you sound
everybody,
right.
Everybody down there had the key of the power in his car to get down that track. And some couldn't kill enough.
Well, are you trying to tell me that track down there is not looking like that? And they said they'd be making these big numbers? Somebody lied.
Well, if you heard what happened, you know, everybody know Roy James Carr is one of the most consistent cars around here for a big-time fast car. Wherever Roy go, they go going to make the trip. Now,
I spoke
to Roy James, and if you had a chance to speak to Roy James was aggravated as hell. He had a hard time trying to get his car to take, you know, his car capable of doing. He had a hard time trying to get it to take.
Are you trying to tell me all them big numbers that they saying they running down there? They lying?
I'm not saying that they not running. I'm saying that on that particular day, at that particular track, the fastest car didn't have to win.
Look at it like this.
If you saw the Birdman car and the Big Sexy car, everybody know the Birdman car is another car for a back half going to make the trip. Now, they beating their chest because Big Sexy got by the Birdman. Even though Birdman had to give him the back tie, they beating the hell out of their chest. But boy, don't you think we not working and going to be working to try to get Big Sexy up here, because I know Birdman, he definitely wants that action back.
So let me ask you a question. I thought they had an understanding. He gave him the back tie, and if he got beat, they were going to come run him head up. What happened on that?
Well, they had action. They was going to do it again. And come close to the end of the night, they had some problem with the track, and it didn't happen. But they was in the lane. They was gonna do it again. They were definitely gonna do it again. So they did
own up to that then, right?
From my understanding, they was gonna run again. If there's any different, Benny can come on in and tell it. But we definitely trying to get Big Sexy to come this way.
Man, from what I understand, and this is what I heard now from a lot of sources now. They said Birdman got sideways and still run back to Big Sexy, man. Now, they telling me this now. I probably put money on it that he ain't going to run Birdman head up. Because if a man can get sideways and then come back and look at you, you ain't getting back up there.
We're gonna see. Birdman definitely. One thing about it, if they're any kind of class act, they will run Birdman. They will run him again. They definitely. Jim McFadden, he's a nice guy, you know, and I believe he's gonna give him another race, and we hope that race be in Texas. So.
But you know what, though, Tracy? Who y'all give? Well, I'm going to give my hat off to Bird, man, because I swear to God, this is no bullshit. Say, man, my boy Slack, man, he was sitting right there in the stand. He said that Bird, man, looked like he was hot laughing at motherfuckers. Like every 30, 45 minutes, Bird, man, was running somebody else. I said, man, that's getting it right there, man. That's getting it right there. I got to give my hat off. If that's what he did, I got to give my hat off to Bird, man. I ain't going to bullshit because ain't too many people going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing about the high car. The high car and jump car, it went down there to make action in the race, too, man. And believe me, man, I was down there on the return road, and I seen the little come through there, smoke come through there in that car, shaking his fingers at me, and I looked over at smoke, and I looked around, and then I seen the damn high car, and I'm like, that man wasn't shaking his fingers at me like, goddamn, I just got Texas ass, was it? I found out that goddamn he got by the high car, so you know they pumping their chest pretty good, but like I say, we showed up, we was making action do our thing, but like they say, the fastest car don't always win, and it was a tuner's track, whoever can get down the track, and my opinion, I think the high quality had pulled a little bit too much power out of that car just to make the trip. That's just my opinion. And Smoke them was balling them with the lizard. They got by for the win. That's part of the game. They got by for the win. And that's the way it goes. Hopefully we'll get balling them out here to Texas with that back half car, too. So one thing you got to take your hats off to Jeff and Matt and that crew. Hey, they travel, and they travel a lot to the East Coast. I'm quite sure they want them guys to come out here, too. So we're going to be working on that at also. So
I bet your Pro Shock, though, was talking cash shit, wasn't
it? Oh, they were, you know, one thing about it, man, if you ain't been out there and deal with them East Coast guys, there's a lot of them to be on these radio shows. And Birdman is a popular car. I'm telling you right now, the Birdman car is a very popular car on the East Coast because they've been hearing so much about it. And boy, when the Birdman didn't win, boy, the chuckling was going, and the shit talking was going. They beat on their chest, but like I say, it was a tuner's racetrack, and we was in their backyard, and hey, they had their day. But Lord behold, when we get their butt to Texas, we trying to get all of them to Texas, and hopefully we do that. And hey, like they say, payback is a mother. So, yeah, with that said, we got here the mics. You can open. I still ain't got no screen. I'm having a terrible, terrible day here. I can't see nothing. So you got to help me out. We got any hands up? People got something to say. Well, let me say this here before you do. Tonight's topic, man, is about why is it the East Coast. Why is it the people on the East Coast, and if we got them on the line, I want them to speak up. But why? Every time I look around, every show I go to, every time I make a trip to the East Coast, why is it that the East Coast people, they got some nice G-bodies out there. Texas don't have a lot of G-bodies. They were asking Tracy how many cars y'all got on 29, but we want to break some 29s out there and try to get on some of them guys' ass from 29. We want to copy. Listen, we don't have a whole lot of cars out there on 29, but we got some race cars out there. So come out there and get you a race. Don't you always worry about them 29s because y'all got them G-bodies. You bring them G-bodies out there, and you run what we got. So I speak about that because East Coast, my opinion, listen to them jokers, they think they make the rules of the grudge game. They think everything in grudge racing has to go to the East Coast, and this is my question. Well, with that being said, and we from Texas, and a lot of guys from Texas done travel to the East Coast a number of times, Who is the East Coast? Is the East Coast just Tony Bynes? Tony Bynes has shown that, you know, time and time again, he's the only racer really that come out from the East Coast and come towards Texas. Hey, yeah, look, folks, come one time. We appreciate that. Y'all come at Eric and the guys in Florida come. But a lot of them other loud mouths out there that talk a lot of crap, you see all over YouTube saying they got the baddest hit, the baddest set. Well, they might be the baddest, as long as they stay right there on the East Coast. We want to see how they talk when they leave their butt off the East Coast. You know, when Tony first started coming out here, first couple of times, Tony thought he had gravy. Now when Tony come out there, he come out here, he don't come out here with his chest stuck out as much as he used to come out here with his chest stuck out. He kind of try to feel his way around a little bit because he know there's a lot of goddamn snakes in that grass over there. They laying there to fight him. So, hey, hopefully August the 10th, them guys come back. We bring more and more of them guys from the East Coast. Texas want to see what you talk a lot of that crap about what the guys.
Tracy, we got some background noise.
Somebody need to quit scraping. Check your mic, everybody. But let me get back to saying the guy from the East Coast. Do you still got the guys on the other show? Are they tied into this show? Or are they just listening? They can't talk or what?
Well, I finally figured out a way to tie the two shows together. I'm not really sure whether or not I can open up their mics, but let me try it and see. Okay, on Butt Naked Show, 773-8424. Your mic is open. Can you hear us?
Good evening, lady. How you doing?
Who we got here?
That's Kid out of Chicago. How you doing?
This Kid out of Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Let me say something to you, because maybe we want to see your take on this. Now, you're from the Midwest now, and I know guys from the Midwest, they travel down to the East and race also. Now, we from Texas. We further west, we from Texas, all right? Now, we seem to have a problem. You know the East Coast guys beat on their chest all the damn time about how bad they are. They got the baddest set, they got the baddest set. Now, we haven't had a whole lot of experience with them guys coming to Texas, and we ain't even changed it because we've been to the East Coast time and time again. Do y'all have that same problem with the guys from the East Coast coming to the West? Northwest?
Yeah, well, we haven't really had any of them come to the Midwest. You know, like I said, if you're in your backyard, you should be bad. If you venture out, you'll find out how much man you are. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. So y'all have a lot of races up that way in the Chicago area and the Indiana area. Y'all have a lot of races up that way too. But when you see these guys, they act like they're the king of all kings when you come to this grudge game, but they don't leave their backyard often. But people from the Midwest and Texas out here at East, we go that way. But they don't return the favor. Well, you know, how can they claim to be the baddest of the bad when they don't travel as much?
Yeah, well, like I said, as long as you're in your backyard, you can claim to be in it. Once you venture out beyond your backyard, there's no telling what you might run into. So it is, you know, they don't always claim to be the baddest if they don't venture out, you know, come across Mason-Dixon line or whatever, or, you know, venture to the Midwest, you know. How you going to claim to be bad?
That's what I'm saying. Sharon, you got anybody on there? If you're from the East Coast, and you claim to be one of the baddest of the bad, but you know you haven't traveled your butt up to the Chicago area, out to the Texas, can you push the one button? Now, we know Tony Bynes travel. You can't take that from Tony. Tony travel. But some of the other ones doing, can you push the one button? Sharon, I don't got no screen, so you got to tell me you got some hands up, somebody push the one button. If anybody over here from the Texas side want to speak on it, push the one button, and we'll try to let you talk. We need to talk to some of these so-called badass grudge racers that make YouTube week in and week out, but don't travel.
Okay, you want me to open up the Texas side or the...
I want you to open up somebody from the East Coast area who claim to think they got the baddest of the baddest race cars. They just own the East Coast, and we got a ton of cars over here in Texas. These guys would love to see more of them guys come out to the state of Texas and put up a fight, just like these Texas guys go out to the East Coast and put up a fight.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open up Big Danny's mic. But let's see. 706-0599. Your mic is open.
How y'all doing? Tell me, dog.
What's going on, man? What's going on? Who we got here?
This old butt nigga. I ain't never been out here to this old bank thing, but I come out there. I come out there try something. Wait. You know, you travel everywhere you need to be. We can count on you to be there. I don't put on no shows. I don't throw no races. But I come out there and support you. Okay. How about that?
Well, butt nigga, we sure would like to have you out here. Ladies and gentlemen, for one of you guys here in Texas don't know, that's Butt Nigga. He's another member of Grudge Inc. Butt Nigga got the belt. He's a state champ for Alabama. And Butt Nigga, why don't you tell the guys how you sit?
I sit stock suspension 28, big block.
Say it again.
You broke up. I got a big block stock suspension thing, 28.
You got a big block Mustang
and you're
on 28. As you know, Butt Nigga, we got a big show going on out here August the 10th at Dallas Raceway. You think you can bring that Mustang out here so we can put some clothes on you?
I come on out there, man. I'm going to do that for y'all, you know. I'm going to put it in my schedule. I'm going to try to come out there and see y'all for y'all. Cause I can say, with nothing being said, you guys come out here over here to the other guys' shows, and, you know, they don't never come out there, but I'm going to. When I'm come over there.
Hey, Bud Nick, I got a question I want to ask you. I got one question I want to ask you now, because I know, you know, Tony Vines do travel, but goddamn, he cry a lot. You know, every time I see him, I ask him what the baby's going to do. So, he cry a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to ask you, you ain't one of them cry babies, are you?
Well, you know, if you don't sit, you cry like a motherfucker. Like, man,
let me ask you a question. Now, I'll be honest with you. It's a lot of 29-inch car. There's a lot of 29-inch cars around here that's Mustangs. You know what I'm saying? And they are a lot of them on 29. Now, that 1-inch ain't gonna make a difference with you, would it?
Yeah, you know, that's a little different. You know, it's a good little bit. It's bad. We can't, you know, Tony Byron paid up his fuck out money. He was on 20. Don't give a fuck about that diligent car. But hey.
He
paid me the
punk
out money.
No, I don't know how fast your car is. I ain't doubting you about anything. I'm just wanting to know. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, a lot of guys say they got 28.
Not that fast. I might do a 720.
Well, you know what? I know you're lying. You sound like you're lying. But anyway, I just want to know. You know, you don't do a bunch of crime. Cause, you know, I know Tony Bonds. Like I say, man, one thing I like about him when he come, man, either we gonna get two things out of him. Either we gonna get some jokes out of him or he gonna race one of the two. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying is so the 1-inch will make a big difference with you.
Well, I ain't got plenty of jokes in me. I got a couple of lies I can tell you. Old lies, you know, like them old men used to say back in the day. You know, either a race, if it's on 28, you're gonna get two.
Well, you know, like I said, it's a couple of guys on 28, but it's a lot of them on 29. But anyway, just like Trey said, man, just come on down here, man, and fuck with us, man. Cause, like I said, you know, a lot of we done went down there several times, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's only right that people start coming down this way. And trust me, I tell people all
right.
the time, you get in where you fit in, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, it's always somebody's fast.
Right.
Just get in where you fit in, come in, have a good time, let you know what Texas is about. And, man, you know, tell everybody, it's okay to come down here. We ain't that tough, man. We'll a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to come support y'all, man. I'm coming out. I heard about the little show, you know, the top of the show that y'all had going on tonight by the guys on the east. I'll never come over there. I'm going to be one of the first ones to come, other than Tony. I'm going to be one of the first ones from Bridget to come out. So I'm coming.
Well, that's all right, man. That's all right. Yeah. I always say to God, I say the same thing, man, because I tell people all the time, man, we appreciate all the girls racing. Man, you know, the girls racing scene is so big, and a lot of people, they just now recognize it. But like I said, me and Trace, we've been in this game 25, 30 years plus. And I guarantee you, we saw this long time ago coming. And that's the reason why we're still in it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so much excitement to it. And it's more organized than it ever has been, you know?
Yeah. I want you guys to call me after the show tomorrow. Give me information. And I'll be there. I'm coming.
I get with you, buddy.
I'm trying. I got to go to Indiana. Then I got to right around to come down there. So it's going to be tired, but we're coming.
Okay, man. Who you got on your line? Who's another guy out there that you got on your line right now, Sharon? Who's somebody else from the East Coast out there?
I'm not looking at the board.
Okay, I got this isn't the East Coast, but somebody very, very vocal. I do believe that's Whit.
901-4987.
Who's that? It's Mark. Oh, sorry. What up, Mark? What's up, Mark? Bud Nick. I'm here. I muted my mic. I didn't want to ground those. What's going on, man?
Man, you know you ain't going to go to them folk show. You just told me.
Mark, are you going to their show? I will, though. You know them 901 bad boys. You ain't never known how to go to them.
Will you go with me for them?
I've been twice or three times.
I didn't ask you how many times you've been. Are you going to this show?
Yeah, I'm quite sure. All
right, I'm going.
The when they 11 on the 10th. When they show
on the 10th. August
the 10th. I'll show on the 4th. I'll show August the
4th. Card is no longer in service. Message 21, H.
We got a show August the 4th in Hollis Springs. I'm quite sure we're going to.
Oh, yeah. We're going. I'm coming. Trying to make the y'all show. We're coming today. Talk about it. So, get that with me. We're coming today. Talk about y'all show. And I told them that with me at the end of the week. And we'll see what's up.
Hello. I'm going to tell you something, though.
Hello. Traveling like that. Boy, that shit. I'm still tired.
I left out of there right after the damn race. They spooked me so damn bad. I'm going to just tell you, I got to put it out there. Let me tell the story what made me get my butt back to Texas. Now, it's the only thing
that
puts a damper on the grudge game. Man, when you got guys come up to you and start asking people in your camp, you know, hey, you got a nice car. You know, y'all from Texas, is that your truck right there to go with that trailer? It kind of spooks you. Now, when guys start asking stuff like that, with the experience we done had a couple of years ago with Roy James' car, man, when the guys came and told me and I came over there and I was looking and I was seeing who the fellas were and I didn't know none of them, but they was asking about, you know, because my truck wasn't hooked up to my trailer, but they were asking, do that truck go with that trailer? That's kind of spooky. When I got that information,
right,
I said to myself, after the race, look at here. That little money I paid for the hotel fee, damn that. We hitting that goddamn highway. If they going to get me, goddamn, they think I'm going to stop this damn thing. They got a long goddamn way to go before I stop it. So we have to have our ass right out the races, headed back to Texas, goddamn. They ain't stopping nothing but to fill up and keep rolling. Oh, man, we had some bad experience out there, and we didn't want that to happen again, and that joker asking questions like that, and I saw the guys, and I didn't know them, had never seen them before, so didn't recognize nothing. I don't know what was on their mind, but my first mind told me, take your butt back to Texas tonight. So that's how I went. Well, we headed on out of there. So, guys, man, you got to be careful. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you shoot a picture of them? Did you have your camera out?
Yeah, we got a picture of them. We got a picture of the guys. You know, got a picture of them. Also, got the vehicle. I don't know them,
It's just I didn't like the courses. They didn't ask me. They had some people that was with my camp. They asked them. Just about when they started asking them questions like that, they called me and they told me who it was. I didn't recognize none of them. You know, I'm not saying that those guys had bad intentions on their mind or not. I'm saying due to the experience that we done had when coming out there, my first mind told me, take your ass back to the house. And, you know, and that's what we did. So, sometimes you got to follow your first instinct, man. You can't say they was up to no good, but when you get that gut feeling, you just, I learned through experience, follow that gut, man. So.
Hey, but now, you're right, guy. I had a feeling, too. We were going to stay out. I said, fuck that. We drove all night long, 9 hours and a half. We stopped one time at the rest area. We slept about 3 hours. When I woke up, the white fall right beside me. I don't know when they came, but we slept about 3 hours, and we got right back on the road, man. We didn't stay
either. Oh, man, Phil was following you, butt naked.
Look out, Phil.
Now, we left Phil fall right beside me, and when we left, he was still at the track. We sleep about 3 hours,
look
and
out,
I woke up, he was fall right beside me.
Look out, Phil.
Hey, butt naked.
Hey, what's going on?
Hold on,
hold on. Hold on,
who is that? Tree Man?
Say
what now?
Yeah.
Go ahead on Tree Man. That's Tree Man. Go ahead, Tree Man.
Don't forget to mention the fact that they tried me again also. But it's like this here. Anytime you go down there, you better be on your P's and Q's. Every time I go down there, they try me. And I know I can kill my shit.
Tell the folks your experience. I'm going to let you tell your story just like I told mine. Because I told you I hit that highway. Tell your experience.
Well, you know, I couldn't leave my car at the track that Friday. I had to take it to the hotel Saturday. I mean, I secured my car where he couldn't get it out the trailer, but, you know, then they had to move my truck. Also, under the trailer lock. And, you know, I know my car is pretty secure. The only way you're going to get it with a helicopter, but, you know, on that back side of the door, you couldn't. It was like a blind side on the back side of the door. My door hard to open and hard to close. But they had that door open when I got up that morning. They had that door open. They didn't peep in that trailer and see what was in there.
They open
your
trailer door?
Yeah, my trailer door, it opens hard and it closes hard. So it was still kind of cracked open that morning. I mean, they looked in there to see what car was in there. But I guess they figured out, you know, I had too much work for them to do to get the car. So they pretty much.
I wish you were in there so you took their head out.
I mean, it's like this. For the last 2 years, I done went down there. You just better be ready to know what you're doing. That's as simple as that.
Yeah. Man, that's scary, man. But I'm glad the good law was free and then it happened. You know what I'm saying? The reason we got back on it.
Yeah. You there, my nigga? Chair, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Tracy.
Okay, seem like Buddy Nicky cut off. Anybody else still on there?
Actually, Butt Naked is still talking on that show. Don't ask me what happened. I have no idea. Can you still hear me, Tracy?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I think Alley Cat is trying to get on, too. He's on Reggie's phone. I don't have no screen, so I can't see nothing. But I got a text that Hannacat's want to get on, and he want to say something.
Okay.
He's on
Reggie. Hold on a second, Tracy. Because, okay, apparently I'm just going to open up all the mics on that show and just let them talk among themselves. So for some reason, I don't know, I can still hear the show on my other phone, but I can't. We can't hear him for some reason. I have no idea why. Let me open up a mic. Undertaker, your mic is open.
Yeah, Alley Cat, he dropped off, but he just wanted to mention the Labor Day race coming up. He got a lot of exciting things going on that he wanted to talk about, but he was at work, so I was just standing in for him.
Okay, well, if he get time, he can push the one button and come back on. He would text me, and I sent the information over. It just took a while to get to him. So maybe he can come back on and push the button.
I'm on, yo.
You on?
Yeah, I'm on now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, shit. I'm down here at a PetSmart. I'm buying, you know, Batman a muzzle for his mouth so he can shut up some goddamn time. Man, I've been listening to y'all for 45 minutes, man. Damn.
Hey, Jack, sometimes it gets hard when you're going in the blind. You know, I'm shooting in the blind tonight. I can't see no board. I can't see no number. I can't tell nobody got their hand up. So I'm shooting in the blind.
Hey, you want to talk? Hey, look here, I just got a text a few minutes ago by Tommy Dog and Tree Man supposed to be racing August 10th. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
I bet 100 that ain't going to happen.
I bet you 100 if it don't happen, it's something wrong with either one of the two cars.
That's not what I said. I'm going to say it again. I bet 100. I bet you 100. It ain't gonna happen. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, watch this. I bet you 100 if my car running, it's gonna happen on my end.
I done told you about this fake ass racing you'll be doing.
Hey, Chad, let me tell you something. Watch this, Chad. I bet you. If my car running, it's going to happen.
I bet you when I wasn't running, I'd have Rodney come on and ask me what I was going to do.
Hold on. You were throwing your candy out your car.
Now that's what I heard.
Hey, well, let me tell you this. We were scheduled to run for goddamn Saturday night. I made a shake that Friday night. Told her we don't have to work the Saturday. I bet y'all went over there and told him that. What did Rock told me? Hold up, tell me that we're going to wait on you till tomorrow. Now, I bet y'all tried to get in there Friday night.
Okay, let me ask you something. Was Purple Rain the only top sportsman car there or something?
No, sir. But the other car that wasn't running. Let me explain to you. It was another car, but guess what? I ain't had no 10,000 to be trying to bet them folks, Cat. I don't get out there trying to bet out of my lane. I try to stay where I can fit. They wanted to bet 10,000. I wasn't going to try to run that car for $10,000. I don't get that.
I tell you what, Tracy, from this point on, next time you will take your ass out of Texas and don't race, don't bring your ass back to Texas.
Yeah, what? I bet you, hey, watch this, man. You ain't kicked your ass out of Texas and tried to race nothing.
I don't have a car. I bought them both, man. I don't have a car no more.
I'm
gonna bet you 100 that they go down here between him and Tree Man. Man, listen here, man. Tommy said that he read at me. I'm gonna bet you 100 that it doesn't go down off of the team.
You don't like the face. I don't want to bet you. You don't like the face.
I'm gonna bet you 100 go down, man.
You know I had to call in and start some shit.
Hey, good, so watch this. I got something for you, Cat.
I got something for you, too.
Hold on, watch this. I bet you 100 I get you a back ass out here to run you, August
10th. I don't have a car. I just told you that. I got a boat. I bought a boat. I'm bad fish right now. Big mouth, bad fish.
All right, hey, Cat, I know you like to fuck with me. It's good for the game. I ain't got no problem with it. We gon' go move and see who else got something to say. But if you think I ain't ready to run my car, you crazy as hell.
Don't bring your ass. Don't come back to Texas if you don't race nobody next time you go out of town. I mean that.
Hey, got a question for you.
Watch it. Next time I go out of Texas, come go with me.
Nah, I got my whole crew to ride with. You already know that.
We roll with Texas. We didn't. When we went out there, we went out there as Texas. We didn't go out there as individual. We went out there represent Texas.
Well, that was you.
So when you go out to East Coast, you ain't going to represent Texas?
I said, when I roll out to kick ass. That's what I roll out to do. Kick ass.
Jay, say out of
the cab.
I know
Tracy is
going 1,500 miles to get
air.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Man, I heard that he was throwing candy out of his car like it was a parade. Now, that's what I heard.
Hey,
I don't know if that's true or not because I didn't go.
He can't say that. He cannot say that because guess what? When we got out there, the man up the lock-in, Abby up the lock-in, we up the lock-in. So, guess what? That wasn't problem,
Dad. Well, I bet 100 you and Tree Man don't race August 10th. I bet 100 on that. Y'all don't race August 10th.
Why you hating on me and Tree Man?
I'm not hating on Tree Man. I'm hating on you.
I already know you're going to hate on me. Watch this, Chad. Now watch, listen to me close, because right now, you got me fucked up. You motherfuckers got 1-1. You motherfuckers got 1-1. How about that? I'm going to show you that. You motherfuckers got 1-1.
What do that mean, 1-1?
You don't know what the 1-1 is? I'm going to get you the back tire, I'm going to clip you one. You got that off the
shelf. No. You ain't going to give me that. I'm going to take what I want. I want the back tire to move.
Let me explain something to you. I ain't giving no goddamn body no move, but I tell you what I will do with y'all, all with the tents, is you bumping your guns and think I won't race. You motherfucker got 1-1.
You give me just a move. Give me the back tire to move, and we're going to shoot you.
Let me tell you something. I ain't giving no move to nobody.
I don't see why not.
I just told you what you
got,
sir.
We got a whole new backhand car against a top fortune car. Come on, man.
Listen.
I mean, really?
Yes, sir. You got the 1-1 since you're running your mouth, sir.
I appreciate the respect. Thank you, sir. We got some running ass shit. Thank you.
Hey, Tracy, I think you're scared, Tracy.
Hey, yeah, bad man. You say what, bad man?
Ellicat, you supposed to be talking about your show.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. Hey, y'all. Hey, Grudge Land out there. We got the Labor Day race. We got some very interesting stuff. We already got 3 locked-in races. And, boy, y'all gonna like this. I can't say nothing about it right now. But in the weeks to come, I'm going to let y'all know, and everybody's going to be excited about it. We're going to have a 580. We're going to have a 490 class. And this time, we're not going to have a 7-0 class. We're going to have a 660 class. And we got some good money that's going to be out there. Just stay tuned. And we got some very interesting stuff coming up. And let me get back to talking to the Tracy.
Say, okay, I got a question to ask you. You called me earlier, man. You talking about some truck, man, wanted to see me on Saturday. Where is he? You think I'm
here? Oh, the Cavalcade boy. He might be on here. Cavalcade.
Yeah, where is he? You think I'm letting 85, a shortbed truck whoop me, man?
Hit the one button, Cavalcade.
Hey, man, you ran from that little old street truck of mine, so hush.
Say, man, listen, man. Y'all all got a chance to come down here and play with me on Saturday. And trust me, don't worry about the track closing. The track ain't going to close till the next morning. Now,
Batman,
what you say about that?
Batman, I asked that little street truck move. How about you wouldn't race nothing in the blind?
Say, man, look here. Listen, man. I'm going to say this again. If it's an 85 shortbed truck, you get your ass to the other side and watch the senior down back down to 45.
That's somebody else, and I had the blazer. I got the blazer. You was scared of that little old street truck, man. You had a whole...
Listen, man. If you coming back down here, well, I need to know.
I
If you coming down here, I'm looking for the racers who coming down and want some action, man.
Man, I will be down there.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the guys who want some action, man. I'm looking for the fist kickers, the spectators. I'm looking for the racers. If you go racist, you're going to spectate, man. That's my...
Don't crawl fish, Batman. Don't crawl fish. Because you did a whole lot of bagging up. I thought your name was goddamn Blimp or something where you was bagging up.
Say, man, look here, man. Listen, man. I'm going to say this again, man. If you coming down and be a spectator or a racer, that's what I need to know.
Batman, when I come, I'm ready for you, straight off the trailer.
Man, you're not going to do nothing, man.
Shake down, straight off the trailer, Batman.
Hey, she
ain't
going to
do nothing.
She got to hang up with somebody from the east. She got to take.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You got some hands up. You said
yeah,
you had some
got
hands
up. Yeah, I've got hands up on your end. We lost the other show. Hold on.
Okay, we'll go ahead.
Hold on. 979-5509, your mic is open.
Yeah, there's two brothers racing with a red 55. Hey, Tracy, this is Eddie Garcia. Tree Man,
hey,
I want to thank you, man, for giving me some props there, you know. Hey, we're a no-name racing clan down here from Brazoria, Texas. We're down here with the twins. Twins take care of my car. They make sure it's on point. So, oh, Tony Byron got a little surprise. He thought we still... had that same car that him and old dog, Willie Dog, took advantage of me on. I went up there to go take care of Willie Dog, but no show.
That's right, man. Hey, hats off to you, man. Old car looked good, man. And I was telling people, you know, I couldn't thank your name again, Edward. I got you now. I've been letting everybody know. Yeah, you need to make yourself known on the Grudge shows. People know who you are. You get more action. So, hey, man, hats off to you and congratulations, man. You will race. You're going to show up and you're going to race, so. That's good, man.
Yeah, that's all. I just wanted to share it now, you know. Hey, we got some federal, you know, my compadres right there, you know, they helped me out. I had a little rough ride on the way back home, but hey, they all helped me out, man. That's what we're all about, you know. When the twin camp gets together, we in for business. So, you know, like I said, hey, they had me on point. I just wish they would have come back and asked for a little more because we had it ready for them, you know. That I'm sure y'all seen them candles light up that last pass we made, so I can't say no more.
That's right, man. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, man. And hey, come on out and keep supporting the races, man.
Yeah, I know that Camaro that's right next to me, you know, they had a big motor up in there. They didn't expect that 55 to keep up with them until the 400-foot mark, but that's all right. We're working on it, you know, the poor boys trying to make these little grudge scenes out there, you know. Kind of support, that's all we're doing. And ultimately, I do it for the Twins camp, you know. That's who I go and I support. You know, Roy James, he's thinking to have this event coming up. I think everybody from the East Coast should come down here, you know. That man goes up there, you know, last time we went, you know, and went to South Carolina, House of the Hook. We had a little fire. You know, this time, hey, had a little nice backfire. But, you know, a little support from everybody out there, you know. I think we can get them boys back on their feet where they need to be. And Mr. Roy James, he's an outstanding man. I can't say no more to that man.
That's right, man. Roy had hard luck, but Roy's going to go. He's going to go. And we're not, you're right. You need to get people to come out here, support these shows out here as well, support Roy's show as well. You know.
All right, Tracy. That being said, man, I appreciate it, you know, and y'all have a good time.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Just chime in and keep listening to the show. Okay. All right, Sharon, we got next. Sharon, who we got next? You must be trying to get somebody from that other show on in the back. I can't tell right now, but anybody else? Got your hands up, got something they want to say. Until you get them on, I can't see nothing. So I don't know who's out there with the hand up right now. Just you come back on and tell me. But
well,
your mic is up.
I'm going to say this, Tracy. You know, the last time I had my race, Alicat sent the guy down here. Tell him he's going to come back with
excuse
the
me,
win.
Batman.
But I ain't knocking his head
Batman.
Off.
Batman, excuse me. Jeff, your mic is open. Somebody's got background noise. And I've got Peanut in just a second. I'll try to get the other half on.
Hello, hello. How's it going out there, Grudge World?
Hey, what's up, Jeff? What's up?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right, man. We had a little delay in my airline, man. I had to come to Dallas, man, plane. Something happened up in another city. But anyway, I had a good time down there this weekend, man, you know, down in Rockingham. I just want to say, man, you know, the Atomic Dog Race team, and it was Texas, went down there, and we supported, and we went down there, and we showed out, and we did our thing, you know, for those who think we didn't, we did. And for all the haters, keep on hating, you know what I mean? And but at 55, if you're still on the mic, man, I'm gonna tell you something. That 55 get down through there, man, and I enjoy seeing that 55 run down through there, man. But for all the East Coast people that's listening, I want to tell you, man, watch your people down there, man. You got some thieving ass people down there, man. And I was right there when the person came up and mentioned something about the issue that Tracy was speaking on. And I'm gonna tell you something. It's nerve wracking when somebody walk up next to you and ask you about your car. And where y'all from, and all this, that, and other, after Roy Jameson got his car taken out from down there. So, you know, you East Coast people, man, y'all check y'all people down there, man, because y'all don't want to come down there, man, and get out of hand with y'all, man.
All right, Jeff, hey, man, once again, that's Jeff, man. Jeff came all the way from Oregon to help me drive out there, man. Him and James, I take my hats off. Him and James, you know, they helped me drive out there, man, for once, don't know. That was a 22-hour ride for us, leaving the track at 2 o'clock in the morning, headed back to Texas, only shopping for fuel. That's a long ride, man. I just want to say, hey, thanks, Jeff. Thank you, old lady, for letting you come all the way from Oregon, all the way to Texas, to go all the way to Rockham to help support the Atomic Dog. Man, I appreciate it, man. It was a long ride. James Cleaver, I appreciate you, man, doing what you do with the Atomic Dog team. Hey, man, my hats go off to y'all guys. Oh, man, that was one hell of a long ride. Especially after getting to the track at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and leaving the track at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then having to drive all the way back to Texas, nonstop other than getting gas and keep on rolling, man. I just want to say to y'all guys, man, I really appreciate it. And Jeff, you have a safe flight back to Oregon, man, and keep doing what you're doing. So we can help you get back into Texas, man, so you can make more of these trips with me. It's like always good to have a good hand. You know, I don't have many good hands, so I appreciate you coming all that way, man. So your love and support for what I try to do, you and James, please.
Yeah.
So,
well, you definitely got that right, man. The love and support is definitely there, man. And like I said, glad to be aboard the race team, man. And yeah, it was a hairy thing, man. You know what I mean? We did all that work all that day, man. And at the end of the day, we get a questionnaire from an unknown person, and then we had to pack up and roll out. You know what I mean? Pack up and roll out. Say, man, we ain't trying to lose nothing, man. Like I say, my message to go back to them again, watch your people down there. So we don't want to come down there and show out, man. So anyway, Grudge World, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get on my flight and get back up to Oregon. I'll talk to you later, Sharon, Thomas Dog, all the listeners. Y'all take care and God bless.
All right, man. Be careful.
Okay,
Sharon. All right, Sharon, next.
Okay, Tracy. I do have Peanut on the line. I've tried to call Fox Speed a couple of times, and I can't get it.
I feel like he's still on that other show. So,
whose show is he on?
He was on Weird Dog Show, and then went off today. Somebody got a mic over. Can you please check your mic? Somebody make a lot of noise. Can you check your mic? Thank you.
Okay.
Do I got enough? Go ahead.
You don't have any more hands up right now, and like I said, we lost the East Coast show, but they're still going on. It's after hours on their show, and I can't tie two shows back together.
Okay. Anybody else got something they want to come on here and talk about as far as these races and for traveling to the East Coast and trying to bring the East Coast to Texas? We got anybody? Is Tony Thorne out there anywhere? I got a question for him. Tony, if you're out there,
Tony,
push the one button. Is Roy James out there? Push the one button. See if Roy James out there. Somebody from Roy James camp want to come on and talk about Roy's show. Roy got a show coming up. And I don't know if he's on there or not, because I can't see it.
Roy, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah. What's up, Roy?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, yeah, about that. You know, like I say, but it was a tough thing. You went out there again for the third time, and it just ain't been your day. It's just, you know, what happened, boy. Tough luck, boy. I hate to see that happen. Everything look like it's going to be all right?
Oh, yeah, everything going to be all right. Just got to do a little work. It ain't as bad as it looks, but we'll be back again. Just going to have to do a little work. That's all,
yeah.
But we're going to be back. And,
yeah.
I'm having a race on the 47 at HMP. I'd like everybody, you know, is on the line, come out and support me. Because, you know, I go to all the tracks. I go to Batman. We've been everywhere. You name it, we've been to support race. And that's what we do, you know. We can't stop things from, you know, happening to the car. You know, I think one of the field laws might have messed up. But lucky to Quinn didn't get hurt, that's the main thing. Because I'd be concerned about the safety as long as he didn't get hurt. We can always replace the car, but we can't replace the person.
Yeah, that's right, man. That thing was on fire, and the good thing Quinn was able to get out of there, man. Like, say,
you
can't replace bodies, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Roy, I'm going to tell you something. It's Batman.
Yeah.
Check this out, man. I'm going to tell you something. Real, and this is real talk, man. Hey, man, you're real true to the game, man. You and the Twins, man. You know, I told Twins last time I talked to him, you know, he comes down here a lot, man, you know. And, man, let me tell you something, man. It takes a lot of dedication to do what y'all do, man, you know, go back and forth like that, man. But, hey, man, you know what? Be honest about it, though, man. It's daytime to come down here, man. You done been down how many times? Two, three times?
About three times.
Okay. And not yet, they ain't game to one of your shows, man. It's time for them to come down here, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you spend good money going up there. You spend good money on your car. You know what I'm saying? Man, like I said, a dude of your caliber with that car, man, say, man, you deserve for them to come down here and race with you in your own house, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
Batman.
Like I said, I hate that happened to you. Yeah.
Batman, excuse me. Hold on. I got somebody who wants to say something, and he only has a minute to be on the line, so if you don't mind, real quick, boom, go ahead.
What up, boom?
Boom, your mic is
open. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I had my phone on mute. So, McDonald, what'd you say, Kevin? What's going on, man? Man, I heard you got something going on. All this is 10 over there. What you got going on over there, man? Man, we gonna try to have a race show, Officer 10th, Dallas Raceway, trying to get these guys from the East Coast to come out. And, you know, we trying to get, just to let the folks know, we're trying to get 5-speed on here, him and Peanut, showing up racing.
Uh-huh.
Folks are locked in for that race, so we're trying to get them on here. Talk to Peanut, he said he's going to lock the man in, 5-speed, say he's going to come. As you know, me and Tree Man, we already locked in, so. Hey, man, we got some other guys on the East Coast trying to get big Texas out here to Texas. Man, we just working on some guys, man, to try to get some of the East Coast guys out here to try to make some action, man. They got to travel. They got to come this way, so we're going to be working.
Now, you know I'm an advocate of you and your show because I've been to your shows and everything, and I really like it. Now, this is what my Louisiana people want. Now, I'm a campaign. Now, the last time I did this year, I had a guy from Alabama, Team Aberdeen. You ever heard of them guys?
Yeah, I heard them.
Okay, them guys called and said they wanted people from Louisiana to show up and show out. So what I did, I campaigned to my people on my show, and I'm heading that way now to where they out here on our backyard track working. But what I need you to do something, dog, is I need you to campaign to your Texas people. And we want some of the some of them street cars. We ain't talking about no cars that's the trend to be street cars. We want some real street cars because I'm trying to get my team together because all of this year we're going to invade the street car world of Texas. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to slow down so they can hear me so we can get a little feedback in the car. I know somebody got something in mind. Somebody knows somebody's got a real true street car. We talking about nitrous aspirated cars. I know y'all got a lot of turbo cars over there. I'm going to bring at the minimum of five people with me with true street cars. And that's including me. I'm bringing my little STF truck. So I'm trying to get to what I'm saying is, Tommy God, I want you to try to make it happen. I know it's going to be kind of hard. You don't know many people with street cars. But what we're saying is we're going to come and show up for your show anyway because it's a Atomic Dog show. But we want to get up in street car action, man, because we went to Alabama, man. Those guys were trying to take them big race, big pro mob cars and put on trams, AMs and stuff. So, last time you had a show out there, unfortunately, my car wasn't up. And you had some people at your show. You have people that come to your show, they're small dogs, you know. You don't have all big dogs. That's what I like about your show. But I'm just calling because I don't have a lot of time. I just wanted to step in and intervene with that. But also, too, I want to thank the Texas guys that did came out for the Hessen Festival down here. I've seen quite a few of them guys down there from Texas over here to the Hessen Festival. They got an opportunity to get a fly from it for my show, which is July the 27th. And Atomic Dog, you and Ms. Sharon, y'all have a VIP pass to the top of the tower. So I'm hoping that y'all can put that in y'all schedule. I know it's kind of close to your show and everything, but Tommy Dog, I would love to see you come down here and watch one of my shows. Now, I know y'all missed the March 9th show. It was a fantastic race, man. We had 4,000 spectators with 400 cars, and we anticipate on having another great show like that there. Matter of fact, I don't know if y'all been watching the Street Outlaw. All those guys that was on that show, like Flip, the one that's dead now, and all the guys, they all was at my race March the 9th and everything like that. So if anybody's in the area, I know Ragtop them trying to lock up with Blue Ice and all that different stuff. I've been on the top with them. So I'm quite fucked up. Texas guys is already planning on coming down for the Twitter sale, but I'm opening doors to everyone that's in Texas that can make that trip down to my show. Something, dog. But I would love to see you and Miss Sharon them and your crew, the Peanut crew. I think Peanut and Lynch Mind them got some unsettled business. I would love to see y'all in the house and say, hey, I understand. And with that being said, Tommy Dog, I want to let the show roll on, man. I just wanted to let you know that I was trying to get in. Y'all was trying to tie shows in. I was trying to assist Miss Sharon on trying to tie me in, but I couldn't do no help, and I kind of felt sorry. Miss Sharon is always helping me, you know. But Tommy Dog, I'm going to let the show roll on, man. I appreciate you for your time.
All right,
thank you for your help. Thank you for your help, Bob. I thank you for always helping me, Miss Sharon. So I mean, you know, I drop my plate of food to come and help you out. You know that. So,
on your boom, yeah, August 7th, man. That's no problem, Raceway, right?
Say it again.
That's no problem, Raceway.
Yes, sir. That's no problem. That's no problem, Raceway. And like I said, you know. Anyone that's coming from Texas, y'all give me a heads up call, you know what I'm saying? And I'm planning on getting with the hotel rooms over in the area. I'm trying to get, like, group ratings and everything. And it won't cost a fortune to get a room around the area, which it probably won't. They don't have anything going on, like an exit or anything in the area. But I'm trying to get the best deal I can get out of those people locally. Like, we got one hotel room, like, 14 minutes from the track. So, for the boys that's traveling a long distance. But I am going to be in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? I'm also going to have them DVDs available. I got a couple of DVDs I've been filming. Y'all know I film. I've got a lot of the Statues redo race. I have all of that. Like I said, I got a lot of different videos that I'm going to have to offer once I'm there. I'm going to bring the little trucks we could. We're going to bring the Hit Squad cars, which we're going to probably have a couple of Corvettes. If y'all got anybody down there with real street Corvettes, you're going to fuck up any Corvette that y'all can bring to the track. 1 mile.
Too high. Okay, Bo, we appreciate that, man. You heard Boone say it. You got a street car. You got an event on August the 7th, No Problem Raceway. And you also plan on bringing it Dallas Raceway, August the 10th. So, hey, you guys, street car, you want some action? Hey, hook up with me, and I'll get you up there with Boom on Wheels and see if you can find some kind of lock in. Okay.
And tell me now, I'm not just trying to promote on your show. If they think it's a motherfucking game, these street cars won't lock in for the 10th at your show, tell them to try me and try you. Because I'll affect you that fucking money in the heartbeat to lock their ass in. As long as they sit like they say they sit, down on their ass, we're going to go.
I heard the man that said it, Boom on Wheels, lose out. So guys out here looking, know you got them cars. How does that mean? See, can we get you hooked up? Okay, all right, Boom man, appreciate it. Before we get out of here, we're going to go to the next caller, see what other callers have for the section, and we got somebody.
Black man, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm sorry I've been quiet here lately. You know, Tori ain't been running rides and working, you know, depressed, you know how it is.
Was the
glad man?
Yes,
sir. Is Roy James still on the phone?
Yeah, Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about what happened to your car, man. You know, I hope you get that thing fixed here pretty quick, man. You're doing a good thing for Grub World.
Yeah, we're going to be back.
And you guys got any locked-in races for your race?
No, I don't, you know. It's just like when I deal with racing, you know, people scared they want to lock in. But like I said, I go to everybody's show. It seems like they don't want to support me. So, I have the race on the 27th. And anybody want to come and race or you lock in, just give me a call.
Okay, well, you know, I'm kind of in the hunt. I'm in the hunt for a red 55.
Are you work at 55? I'm pretty sure here.
You know, if it's got a blower on it, you know, I'd take that one too. But, you know, not just work.
I get Eddie. I'm pretty sure Eddie locked in with.
Okay. Let's try this.
No, if you're still on, let Eddie talk now. Is Eddie still on this?
He's still on.
Eddie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, Eddie?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I see you got your car running pretty good, man.
Oh, yeah, it runs.
Yeah, can we try something for Roy James still?
Hey, we can try something, man.
Okay, that'll work.
What you got, what?
What's that?
I said, what you got, what? Just don't come do me like they meet those people after I beat them.
No,
they
want to
bring me a 700 cubic inch with four kits. You know, like I told them, too bad Roy's car is down, you know, because that's what I told them. Hey, you know, they won't give me the back tires and the move, but they won't wreck me with a 700 cubic inch car. Come on, man. With four kids?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I just got a little small little motor, man, but we can do something.
I got a motor smaller than yours.
Well, come on, let's go, Dad.
Okay, that'll work, man. Cool. We can lock it in.
Yeah, well, you just come down here and we'll see what you got. And we can talk there at the track. I'm always ready to race.
Okay, I got a stock suspension small block.
No, so just come on down here to Roy's race. We can work something.
Okay, that'll work.
Oh, yeah. Every car's ready to go.
So you want to lock them in the other? What's that?
Who am I talking to?
This is Glassman.
Glassman. Okay.
Yes.
That'll work, Glassman.
Okay.
We'll see again.
Okay. Yes. We'll see you on the 27th.
Yeah. That'll work, Glassman.
Nah, Bob.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
All right. Okay, Jim, let's go.
Somebody
mic open. You can mic.
Batman, your mic is back open.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, hey, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Okay, Jersey, you don't have any more hints.
Okay, do we ever get Evan? Can you try to get Evan Hall on here again? Because Evan Pena are talking, and I think he wants to holler in. So
Try to get Evan on here if you can.
Okay, give me just a second. It may take me a minute because even though the East Coast guys dropped off, I'm still running through shows here.
Okay, let's see if I can get Peanut. Peanut, you still on there? Push the one button.
Peanut's mic is already open.
Go ahead. Who is that calling me? Atomic Dog, you trying to, Peanut's trying to run a 5 feet on the pit. Peanut's going to be locking in with 5 feet, able to 10. He's locking in with 5 feet.
That's what I'm saying, for your show on the 10th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to do it for your show. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. That way when I tell these guys that's coming with me, you know, because they enjoy watching this 5 feet racing. And they all seen Peanut acting a damn fool on that DVD from Hattiesburg that I've been selling. And they were like, who that dude is that was doing that drink and got that purple and black cup? So I'm going to try to put that out there for y'all. See, they trying to lock it up now, though, huh?
Yeah, you ain't trying to lock it up now, man. Well, we don't know Peanut was out there on the East Coast.
Yeah,
Peanut was threatening everybody on the East Coast. Peanut, what's going on?
I ain't know what's going on.
And I was trying, we waiting to get 5 feet on here. I was letting the grudge world know that, you know, people probably think you shucking and jiving, but I told him you ain't shucking and jiving. Peanut threatening everybody on the East Coast. He said he got something. Now, I know Roy and them say they got a goat. 5 feet say he got a prize when they go. Tell the girls, world what kind of goat you got or what you call your car. Tell them what you call it.
Well, you know, this car here is showing up 3, the Texas small block.
That's right.
And, And you know, we want to try Mr. 5-Speed, you know. I think Mr. 5-Speed is one of the big hitters out there on the East Coast. So we want to try Mr. 5-Speed.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I hear y'all calling my name. Ain't nobody supposed to call my name that much. And I've been hitting the one button. I'm trying to get in there. I can't call my name that much. You know, you can't call Mr. 5-Speed name that much. He going to respond. I got something for you. You call my name, you done summon a giant. You hear what I say?
Well, I'm sure trying to call your name.
Well, I hear you keep on calling my name, Peanut, but you don't wish you had to call my name, because I'm going to crack both of them. Crack both of them there. I don't know which one you got. You call the right one. You got the right one now,
Peanut. You know,
we're trying
to get you out here for our race.
You impressed me up in Rockingham. You really impressed me up in Rockingham. I enjoyed you guys coming out there. I didn't want to come out of Texas anyway. I got to come. I cannot come down this challenge. I got to come out there. You're a bad man that want to challenge me. I'm scared of me. And then you try to challenge me. I'm scared of myself, and you try to tell me. I promise you, August the 10th.
Well, you know, they say you can't be the best until you beat the best.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, you got the right one now, baby. Ray Charles said you got the right one now, baby. You got the right
What you tell me now? You got to bring a little tail to get a little.
That's what I'm talking about. That's it. You ain't bringing no tail. You ain't too getting. But you better hope you got enough.
Right.
You better hope you got enough, because I'm going to take y'all all the way back down with me when I come out there. But, you know, I heard that y'all wanted to lock in on me, but I didn't believe it was true. But I hear that your mouth. And that it's locked.
Well,
it's locked.
True,
like right
true, true, true.
It's locked right now as we speak. I will be in Texas August the 10th.
And we'll go over the details. Me, you, and Tracy, or whoever the DP man is going to be, we'll go over the details later. But, I mean,
Okay, but, you know, as long as, you know, I ain't no big-time, you know, locking him in, but, you know, as long as everybody know what my range is, and, you know, we talked about it up there, and I talked to big-time and everything. Is that the case? Boy, we locked that thing. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's where you're going to see the max. when I come down, and guess what? I can't come. That's too far to come for one room. I think we ought to do a 2 out of 3. What you think?
Well, you
can do that. Is that cool? Is that cool with you? Is that cool with
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll spin your ass around and send you right back to Montgomery.
No, I'm talking about, I promise you it ain't going to be that way. You think it's going to be that way? I didn't want to let
but
them know.
You know,
but I
hold on
take.
Now. I don't think I got nothing easy now. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? But, I need to come on out there to Texas. I'm gonna have to go. I talked to Big Time about it. I said them jokers, they I know they want to get on that show. In fact, I ain't gonna call in. I think y'all want to get me on the show. But I've been on the show for hours. I've been in the lunch break, and I've been telling the guy that I've been saying, now he's calling up now. They won't let me chime in. Won't let me chime in. I been hitting the one button. Put me in the queue, kick not. Put me in the queue, kick not the queue. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm thinking it's not, I'm saying. Okay, don't come on to y'all. Don't come for me if I don't come for you. You come for me, God dang, I'm coming for you.
All right. Well, there it is. Y'all locked. I'm going to talk to G. You know what I'm saying?
And Peanut, you don't know what you got yourself into, so. You don't know what you got yourself into.
Well, you know, that one thing about it, hell, I didn't know what I got myself into when I bought the car. So, hell, it ain't no difference.
But I tell you now, you look good. You look promising. You look good. And I know I got to be on my A-game. But I got, what, 3.5, 4 weeks to get that GOAT in tip-top shape. There ain't going to be no issue.
And I got,
like someone.
You know, and I got that Billy GOAT. I got
that
Billy Goat of mine, and I'm going to feed him real good.
Wait, hold on. Hey, but one Billy Goat. You got a Natty Goat. You got a Natty
Goat.
Okay, then. One Billy Goat.
Now, when I take that
goat.
Name, I get it, right?
That's what I'm talking about. When you whoop this Billy Goat right here, then you'll be a Billy Goat. You'll be a real Billy Goat. Then you whoop that Billy Goat. You'll be a hell of a Billy Goat. You're going to be the top dog. He'll be the top dog. Top dog.
All right. Good.
Talking over SBS and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so upset. Well, I love it. I love a good challenge. You know, I get excited when I know that I got me a good rock. I got a race going. I got somebody that's going to get in the other lane. You know, and see, when I saw what you had, when you rolled that thing out that trail, everybody was, ooh, yeah, oh, no. Man, what they going, what, who is that? I went over there and said, "Greg, a Texas small block. If they call that a small block, I don't know what the hell that is." Greg, hey, I'm driving a motor from wall to wall. I tell you what, you know, I know I'm going to have a job on my hand, Peanut. I know that you're going to be a formidable opponent. But you know, like I told them on the other show the earlier night on Dog Show, you just got to hook me. I don't leave home thinking that I'm going to win all the time. I know I'm going to win all the time. I leave home with a winning thought on my mind. I leave home with a winning spirit. So when somebody do whoop me, I'm just shocked as anybody else. I be shocked. I be hurt to the core. So if you whoop me, if y'all don't see me, you know, if you have to run, y'all give me about 7 minutes. Let me gather myself. Let me get my tears. You know, let me pop up some tears and everything. You know what I'm saying? And I know that ain't been happening. I ain't tried in a long time. So I know that ain't been happening. So, August 10th, baby. I'm up to 5 feet, Peanut, Roy James, T-Man. When I get through a Peanut, we might be up on all night.
Like they did, you know, they still could on the same one.
Well,
Mr. Five Speed, yes, what you need to do, I like how you talk. You need to take some of your nuts and give some of them other boys some nuts and bring them down here.
You know what? I've been trying to get them boys to do something. They're scared to travel. They're scared of getting whooped. I beat it apart, both. I ain't scared of getting whooped. Because I know I got a big tail. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing some tail. I'm bringing a whole lot of tail with me, see. I'm bringing some tail, so and you got to get some of this tail. You got to have some to get some of this. So I know what I'm bringing with me. You know, I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't scared of no Billy Goat, no Nanny Goat. I ain't scared of no Camaros, whatever. Well, that Cuban ain't got a Camaro, Chevrolet, bow tie. I ain't scared of no bow tie. Shoot, I don't wear real tie. I don't wear bow ties. I wear real ties. Gotta get him a real tie hanging from that Chevrolet coming in with it goes on. And I'm like juvenile. Just hold it steady. I like it from the back. God dang it.
All right, Bobby. Somebody won't say something. I got some hands up right there. Sharon, see who it is. See what they got to say to him.
All right.
Okay. You got a couple of hands up.
Okay.
Troy Bird.
Rose.
Troy Bird. 469-2117.
Yeah.
Bird Crew, your mic is open.
Oh, okay. Who's looking for Birdman? Who's looking for me?
Hello.
B. Hello. You, when somebody on the line said they were looking for me, bro.
Somebody
with a blue Chevrolet truck out of Bama.
You said out of Bama?
Byron. Junkyard.
Somebody might be
Oh, they changed.
Okay,
they changed their mind.
Tracy, until they speak up, let me get the other Birdman crew on here. Speedy, your mic is open.
Okay.
Five speed.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
I don't wear bow ties. I wear big ties.
Say, well, now you don't like new ties. You like big ties.
I don't wear bow ties. I wear big ties.
You wear big ties? Oh, you got a
yes,
bow tie
sir.
In front of that car. you got a bow tie in front of that car.
All right, man.
That's the first one they're talking about now.
Hey,
Byron.
Junkyard.
You're
not on yet. He's not on yet. He was on there, right? Hold on. He wasn't on here yet. Hold on.
No, I'm talking about. No, they say he ain't on here yet. Hold on.
Say 5 feet.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And if two ways you playing your peanut and miss, I'm gonna jump right on your head.
I'm coming for you.
Better watch your mouth, 5 feet. You know, Ron James been known to pull a miracle. He may have to call back together more. You better watch your mouth.
Microphone.
I tell you, man, he's gonna have to do it. I'm coming to give him a chance to do it. I guarantee he's gonna have the chance. I ain't coming to take it from
letters.
I'm coming to take it. I'm
gonna
be there 3 days, 4 times.
You get that 2 days, 4 times, give me a call. I'll take you out and show you a good time, shit.
That's what I'm talking about. I might get there, you know what I mean? Big time, I might come early. You know, come out early. So we can get to know. We're going to get to know you. I'm going to get to know you. So when I go up in you, I'm thinking, feel good. I already kiss you.
they call that rape, man.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't going to rape you. I'm going to make you like it.
Oh.
I'm gonna make it to me.
You
gonna bag it up?
I'm gonna tell you right now. When I've been over from the front.
I'm gonna change it around.
You gotta get around that tree limb.
You know what I told you then, Rockingham. When I holler, when I hit the tree at the bottom, I holler, Timber! I better get out of the way, God dang it. I'm going to cut it down. I'm so glad I called you. I'm glad y'all let me come. Thank you, Miss Sharon. Thank you, Miss Sharon.
Yeah.
Miss Sharon got me through. She was a lifesaver. Because I was sure when y'all had hurt my feelings. I've been on that whole hour, hitting one ready. And then Sharon came on that thing. Stay the night.
You're welcome.
You ain't at one but not, huh?
I thought something was wrong with it. I was going to get me another phone, call on another phone. But I was scared to hang up because the show food would be hard to get in.
Hey, check this out. This is Batman. When you bring yourself, bring some other cars that's smaller than you, because trust me, man,
We got some smaller cars just as fast as down here too, man. Because we don't want you to say you went down, you came down by yourself and got your ass whooped. Well, all y'all go back, y'all can say as a team, we got our ass whooped.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going
to
try to bring
up. You tell them other guys that we got some cars. That's a smaller version of y'all that's quick too, man, that wants some action, man.
Okay. I'm going to try to get, like I said, I'm trying to get something to, you know, I'm going to work on Buck Nickett, see if I get Buck Nickett to come out there with.
But Nicky say he's gonna come. He was on the earlier. He said he's gonna come. But Nicky say he's gonna come.
Okay, he said he's coming. Okay. But I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna go. There you go, right there. See, he'll sell
them. Listen, 5C, we got a truck down here. We call it a hay hauler. And they got hay in back of it that they race. If y'all got one, then we'll race y'all with it.
Yeah, okay. I don't know that. We ain't got no hay hauler up here. We got no hay hauler up here. They got a trip to get on the field now, but he ain't no hay hauler. He ain't hauling no hay. He gonna haul the tail. That's what he gonna haul the tail.
Just tell him get some nuts, man, like you, man. Come on down, man. It ain't gonna hurt, man. Hey, tell him one thing we don't do. Hey, tell him one thing we don't do in Texas. We ain't gotta take down cars, because all our cars are faster anyway.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'm gonna try to get I'm working on that. Once they hear I'm coming up, some of them, like, they'll call and see what's going on. I'm going to work with a couple of other guys that he has it motivated. I found another friend of mine, if he has it motivated, he's a, you know, he's a slower. He's fast, too. He's on the smaller side, but he's fast, too. I'm trying to get him to go if he has it motivated. So, we get started here, probably about an hour. By the time that time comes, we'll have enough cars. We'll have you coming out there. But it'll be like you think. You're gonna wish we hadn't came out there. So we come. It ain't gonna be like you before. I know you had some people out there. Y'all whoop them on a few people coming out there. But it ain't gonna be that easy. We got the right one, like I told you. Well, Ray Charles said you got the right one now. Again. I'm gonna shift 50,000.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's find out who really got the fast go.
That's what we're gonna do. That's what
that's
gonna do.
That's Roy James, Roy James.
Okay.
I hear you. I hope y'all know
all
how
right.
to. I hope y'all know how to. I hope y'all know how to take disappointment. Y'all gonna be sure. Y'all gonna be real disappointed. When you find out who got the real dope.
Yeah.
I got the real goat. In Alabama, the real goat resides in Alabama. I promise you that. The real goat resides in Alabama. You know, I don't believe there ain't there another goat. I done ran quite a few goats, and ain't there one of them goat me here. You know what I'm saying? Now one of them goat me here. You know, I can't win them all, but I guarantee I win the majority of them. Every now and then, when I slip through the cracks, y'all should have waited till a week before. And called me. Y'all just went the week before and called me. How about coming out there? You didn't give me time. Y'all gave me too much time. Man. That goat gonna tap his tail when he come out there.
Man, well, you got, hey, Mr. Foster, you got a lot of fighting doing down in Texas, man. You got Roy James, you got Peanut, you got a dummy dog, and you got Tree Man. That's a lot of motherfucking fighting, man.
I know what I'm talking about. These goats right here. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. He got 4 weeks to keep in it. A week for every one of them songs. 1 week for every one of them. He going to whoop every one of them. He got a week to prepare for every one of them songs. You know what I'm saying? 4 weeks. You got what you said? You got Roy James. You got Tree Man. You got Tree Man. You know what I'm saying? That's 4 weeks to prepare for three little nanny goats. I'm going to put Tree Man and Nanny. He a nanny goat too. I ain't going to go tie his nanny.
Tree Man, a mountain goat, man.
Nah, he ain't no mountain goat. If he was a mountain goat, he'd have been a pick somebody like that.
Yeah, I'm talking about this little goat. When I charge off the hill in Bolivia.
Okay. You charge off the hill, you want to come down here. I'm going to crack that school.
When you come down here in August, when you come down here in August the 10th, man,
when you come down August the 10th, man, let me know which highway you come. I want to make sure that the police give you a good escort so you can't be stopped nowhere. We don't need no excuses.
No excuses. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to let you know. I'm coming spit out.
Yeah, we don't need no excuses, man.
Yeah, ain't going to be no excuses. I'm coming spit out 20.
Spit out 20. Almost over.
I know my way. I got some folks that used to be big time and used to live out there. So I know he know how to do that. So we ain't gonna have no problem.
I think Finny wants to say something. Finny, you there? I think you want to say something. Go ahead, Finny.
Tracy, I was just wondering, y'all were talking about running that for that extreme back half belt. Has that been set up already? Is it a race or are you trying to do it?
We're working on that. We're going to see if we can have something together for extreme back half belt. We're willing to participate. We ain't got all the details worked out yet, but we talking about it. This is going to be an extreme back half belt. So, you know, it's definitely going to be extreme back half belt coming. We just started to see when we're going to do it.
You're not doing it on August 10th, or you're trying to?
We're talking about it right now. We're trying to see how many backhand calls you're willing to get in it and extreme backhand field. You know,
okay, that's all I needed. I didn't know if you had it set up yet or if y'all were still in the works.
Yeah, we'll be talking about somebody got mic by background noise. Can you check your mic and mute it? You're making a lot of noise, so check your mic if you're not talking and mute yourself. Yeah, we're trying to see exactly, you know, what we're shooting for. At least we can get four calls, and we can get four or six calls that are participating in it. You know, some of these guys hate to run against you. You know, we got to see exactly what Matt Jones and Jeff and them got on their plate that day, but we like to try to put something together and have an extreme back half and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just checking. Thank you.
I'm still working on Big Sexy, man, because, you know, they promised to bring him back half, so I'm working on him and see if I can, because they talking on other shows as though Big Sexy just beat the hell out you. But I got to tell them, they just got down the track a little better than you did, and that's all a part of the bird game. But if they think they seen the last of it, you know, they got another talk coming. So they running around hollering, he the baddest back half in the world, this and that. They left out the fact that you had to give him the back tie. But, hey, like you say, it'll be another day. You know what I mean?
It'll be another day. You're right. It's just another race. I mean, you got to lose to win if you're going to make action. You can't go out and race all the races that you want. You're going to have to give up something. And I wish everybody in the grudge world would do that. You know, race something you don't think you can win.
Yep.
And shit, it makes action.
Exactly. So, you know. That's what we're able to do. Okay, man, I get what you let you know. I was stand on that, so we're trying to put something together.
All right, thanks.
Sarah, you got another hand up?
Yeah, just a second. 214, 1091, your mic is open. Okay, that's it, Tracy, for right now.
Okay, not paying attention. Okay, man, hey, good show tonight, man. Guys, get ready to make action. You know, we got a race coming up this weekend, and got a race coming up on the 27th. Got one coming up on August 10th, man. Everybody do what you do to try to help support these shows. Hey, Jim, what we're going to do, let's go to the line. Let's do final comments. We're going to get out of here for tonight.
Roy James, final comment. Finny, final comment.
I just wanted to say I had a good time. I appreciate all the work everybody at the Grudge Inc. is doing to make action out there. And maybe we'll have some better results next time. So, thank y'all.
Thank you, man. Just let everybody know,
Birdman Crew pinning them. They're part of, you know, members of Grudge Inc. also. And we're going to try to get them guys, like I told Finn and them, you know, they know all over the world now. So we're going to work to try to get them to different shows, different places. People want to step up and run them. So, you know, hey, man, Finn, we appreciate you guys stepping up and being a member of Grudge Inc. And, man, you know, they're going to put y'all out there. As you know, you went on the East Coast. And I told them y'all pretty popular. A lot of people are talking about the Birdman, the Birdman. A year ago, you know it was about you, but now they know about you. So, hey, you have your day. Yeah, have your day.
All right,
thank you.
Mr. Fosby, final comment.
Yeah, this is Sean Thomas, y'all. And I appreciate y'all inviting me out to Texas. And I've been wanting to get out there. And I promised y'all that I was coming out there. And I talked over my crew, and we're going to make it out there on the 10th of this month. And y'all going to see some real big time action. I know Paul James, I hope he has his car ready. And Peanut should have his car ready, but me and Peanut, we're going to get on the phone and get the logistics and get it locked in where it's locked already. So I'll be there August the 10th, 2016. All roads lead to Texas at Atomic Dog Theater.
All right, 5P, man. We appreciate you doing what you do, man. The people are going to be looking forward to see you bringing that goat out here. So I can tell you until then, man, give it some grass.
Yes, sir. And I promise them they'll see a show. They're going to get a show.
All right.
Batman, final comment. All right, it's been a good show tonight. Y'all remember, this Saturday, August 13th, Red Line Dragway, y'all know what time it is. We got a slumber night, good special. Y'all know what time it is. Like I told you, come to Bad Boys and take your race up, see all the, everything you want to see, and hope y'all see y'all have a safe trip down here on the Saturday.
All right, Batman. You know how.
Eddie, final comment.
Yeah, I want to say everybody thanks for everything. And, hey, let's see what we can do to support old Mr. Roy James there in his event coming up.
All right. We'll do.
Undertaker, final comment.
Great show. Hey, Tommy Dow. Get with me. I want to know that street tire shootout over there in Baton Rouge.
Okay. I look here with Boom, man. See what we can do, buddy. Okay. I look here with Boom.
Okay.
Tree Man, final comment.
Yeah, I just want to say it's a good show. Also, like I was telling Mr. Firespeed, I know he'll be a stand-up guy every time I talk to him, you know. If you get out here early enough, just let me know, and I'll take you out to eat or something before I strip that goat.
Okay. Well, you talk. I like the way you talk. I like the way y'all talk. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's get engaged. Let's get it. Stay in your lane. Get out of your lane. Whatever you do, we going to all get out of our lane on August 10th. Because I believe y'all going to be out of your lane when you're messing with this goat.
I hear you.
That was my sound to come in, man.
Well, I'm just hitting you out. That's all. I'm just hitting you out with you.
Tracy, it's on you.
Amen. I can thank everybody for chiming in, man. The Grudge Inc. Sponsor the Atomic Dog Show, man. We got some good shows coming up this weekend and on the 27th and August the 10th. Man, you know, hey, we're going to try to make action, man. So all I can tell you, hey, guys, get ready. Things going to load up. It's going to jump off. Man, I tell you what, we're going to try to get many cars as we can to come out here from the East Coast, man. August 10th. As you know, Grudge Inc. got some folks, the Grudge Inc. members, supposed to come out here and bring some of their cars. So as the closer we get, some of these Texas cars, hey, people going to be trying to call. Yeah, I had some guys calling me today. Try want to lock Tony Thorne in. Tony Thorne, if you're out there on the line listening, I'm just going to give you a shout-out just to let you know, heads up. Big Clark and them saying, hey, they probably going to be wanting to look at you. So just to keep it on your mind, they want to look at that Mustang. So, hey, get it up and running. They got some 29-inch tire cars. If anybody got some 29s, guys got some 29s, they're going to be wanting to make action with some 29-inch tire cars. So, hey, get ready, man. Show enough raising. Tommy Dog and Grudge Inc.
Then they had to put it down, Dallas Raceway, August the 10th. Down there, boy, I missed the 5 feet in the gang and a half. Me and Tree Man going to go down the track. People get ready. We're going to try to put some big time action out there on the track, get a fan something to see. Hey, man, y'all keep you safe. Till next win, we'll see y'all. Be safe. Have a good time. Keep it growing, baby.